Welcome to 5 More Minutes, a podcast where I talk about the gospel of Jesus, and you apparently listen. I hope you enjoy 5 More Minutes, and it's encouraging to you. You're always welcome to send me an email or to, I suppose you could review us if you wanted to. That's what other people on podcasts say. We've been looking at the book of Revelation, and my wife and I were on an anniversary trip last week, and so I had some gentlemen preach for me, but it was on Revelation 7, one of the most intriguing numerically parts of the Bible. John hears 144,000, 12,000 from each tribe of the nation of Israel, except Dan. There are a lot of speculations about that. You can Google it. But then he turns and looks and sees a multitude. And this is going to happen throughout Revelation. God utilizes both what John hears and what he sees to help us understand. And so the seven, or the 144,000 in Revelation 7 are actually a vast multitude. So the 144,000 is a number to help us know this is the complete number of the saints throughout history, those called and chosen by God. And it's actually a very, very large number. Another encouragement that I have is when something is easier to picture, don't let that become more prominent in your mind than when something is more challenging to picture. So the throne room is incredibly important, despite the fact that it's difficult to imagine the beasts that are constantly worshiping God. And as we get to chapters 8 and 9, and specifically 11 with the witnesses, it's easier to picture these things. And that can distract us from the fact that Revelation is still an apocalypse and prophecy and a circular letter to churches. While I'm giving encouragement, one of the interesting things about Revelation and also about the times that Jesus spoke about the end times, specifically in Matthew 24 and Mark 13, is Jesus, and I suppose Jesus in giving the revelation, is very comfortable moving the distances of the viewer. You know what I mean by that? Like he zooms in and he zooms out. And so chapters 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are all from the perspective of the throne room. But then in chapter 11, we're going to zoom down to earth, and it feels jolting, and it's supposed to feel jolting. It's a vision. It's still apocalyptic. But it's one knowing that Jesus does that is one of the ways that we don't fall into the habit or the practice of viewing it sequentially as though this is when these events happen in history. If you look at Mark 13 or Matthew 24, you'll see Jesus speak on this, and some of this is like, this is about to happen. This is about the fall of Jerusalem, and that, meaning the very next verse, is about heaven coming down to earth. Those two things do not happen at the same time. And this might sound technical, right? Like remembering that what he sees and what he hears is important, understanding that it, with apocalyptic, trying to remember that the book is not to be taken sequentially in the sense of its explanation of time. This, it sounds like I'm giving you study tools, but the thing is, when we utilize these practices and tools, then Revelation reminds us of important things that we already know from the rest of Scripture, but are now gripped by those things in such a powerful way. For instance, in chapter 8 and 9, when the six trumpets are blown, they're blown and the world suffers mightily, which I think is something that's been happening since Jesus's resurrection until today, so that men and women might repent. Which for a Christian reminds them that through the gift of grace and through God's pursuit of us, we learn to live lives in keeping with repentance and are so blessed through it by the peace we receive from our relationship with God, by the knowledge of how to love our neighbors well. And so the book of Revelation and all of its incredible realism when it comes to the challenging parts of it is still to encourage us. So I hope you're reading the book. I listened to two chapters of it this morning, and I think understood it a little better and was gripped by the vision that God gave to John that ultimately is for our comfort and assurance. It doesn't seem like an assuring book when we're looking at locusts with long hair and crazy tails, and yet they remind us that God is not only gracious, but he's also holy and therefore judges. And the only way to escape that judgment ultimately is to be sealed, to receive his love and be his follower. That's it for five more minutes. I hope that you're encouraged by the odd but lovely book of Revelation.